What's up? Aaron Nagler here, GZ TV, coming to you live, like I do, doing that thing I do. What's up, everybody in the chat already? My goodness, you people are crazy. Good to see everybody, though. Try and do this a little bit better there. Hey, Brett, how are you? Jack, what's up? Hello to everybody in the chat. Thanks for joining me. Packers completed their practice on Tuesday. Corey Linsley is back. The other usual suspects are out. The headline to me from the day is, I mean, there are two real key position battles to watch for on Thursday night. I know the backup quarterback spot generates a lot of interest, and for good reason. I think Kizer and Boyle are closer than maybe most people would believe, given what LaFleur and Gutekunst have said today. I think obviously that'll be interesting to watch as far as who gets how much playing time, who does the most with it. But to me, it's all about that, you know, battle at left guard, which is still an open competition, according to Matt LaFleur and Gutekunst. So, you know, Lane Taylor fending off the rookie Elton Jenkins, who's had a very strong camp in preseason. It will be interesting if Jenkins wins that spot. You're heading into 2019 with two brand new guards along the offensive line. Clearly, the need to get the running game going is a big component of what LaFleur wants to do on the offensive side of the ball. Jenkins, like I said, he's been very good. You like what you see there early on, but there is a comfort knowing what Taylor has given you in the past. He has played at a high level, regardless of the fact that he had a down year last year. Very interested to see how that ends up playing out and to watch them play on Thursday night, in particular on that left side. What's up from San Diego? What's up, Andrew? Michael, Malcolm Smith. Not even a question there, just saying his name. I doubt the Packers make that move. It's maybe a few years ago, but you know, he's an outside backer for the most part, and they're pretty much set there. I doubt they, you know, bring him in and ask him to switch positions. Although maybe, you never know. Matt doesn't want to work; he just wants to bang on the drum all day. Matt, I am in full agreement. Kevin says, "I fear Lazard and Dexter Williams won't make it through waivers if they don't make the 53." Maybe Lazard gets claimed, but I'd be shocked if Dexter Williams got claimed. I mean, you never know. But we always, as fans, always kind of put more stock into our own guys than the rest of the league does. I'd be actually kind of surprised if either one of them got claimed. But who knows? Gary Burks is not good. I disagree with that. I think he's a good player. He's just young. Needs time to develop. Now, obviously, the injury hurts him in that regard. You want him on the field, but I think he was having a good camp prior to his injury. Too many Smiths. Yes, that's it. Lane Taylor has survived when they needed an emergency left tackle. Does that give him an edge? Becky, that's a really excellent point. They won a game against the Bears on a national stage with Lane Taylor playing left tackle. That said, Elton Jenkins has played all five spots as well. So his versatility certainly helps his case, including center. He's played center. So, you know, I do totally hear what you're saying, and that definitely is part of the conversation that they'll have when they, you know, decide one way or the other. Now, that said, if Lane Taylor were to lose this battle, I don't think they cut him. I think they keep him because of his versatility. But you never know. Maybe they see a way to save some money on cap there, and they use that space to sign Kenny Clark. Who knows? So now who does Green Bay target at middle linebacker? I don't know, Matt. We'll find out. About to get a couple hundred guys on the street as of Saturday, so we'll see. Aren't we better off getting a street free agent to pair with Blake, or is it better to wait and see how the market develops and for Burks to return? I think they'll most likely kind of pick through the waiver wire slash what happens on cutdown day. Maybe they make a trade, though I doubt it. Although you never know. Now, they made a trade for a backer last year, right? But I don't think it'll be some name that's sitting out there, some older veteran. That's just not been their MO, whether it's Thompson or Gutekunst. And they did just get the from the Ravens, Gigsby or whatever his name is. His name is escaping me at the moment. That's much more the kind of route I see them going. Would trading for Kiko Alonso be unrealistic? I don't know about unrealistic, but it'd be very un-Packer, very un-Gutekunst. But again, Can't completely rule it out. He is still pretty new at the job. Wisco, I miss AJ Hawk. So you're the one. Good. Are we a Blake injury away from catastrophe? I don't think it's a catastrophe, but I think they're a Blake injury away from a real problem. How many corners do you see us keeping? We are deep at the position. Yeah, Andrew, I agree. I would say, let's go one by one, right? Okay, we got Jair. Then Kevin King makes it, even though he's been hurt. Tremont. Josh Jackson. That's, what, four? Kadar, I think, makes it. And there's one more. The names are escaping me. Don't have the right in front of me. Hold on a second. Let me go to my roster here. Man, hell, I got infinite time, right? You know, it doesn't matter how much time I take. Let's see. And Tony Brown, of course. So I think those will be your six. You know? Yeah, I think outside of that, I think Chandon Sullivan's had a good camp. Pretty up and down, actually. But I just can't imagine them keeping any of those other guys. King can go. No, Sam. Why do people want to cut King? He's super talented and really helps them when he's on the field. Yes. No, he's been injured. I get it. But so far, he hasn't missed anything that matters. Just relax. Why not have Hackett call plays Thursday? Ryan, well, you know, LaFleur said Hackett's done it a number of times. He wanted to give Getsy a shot. I mean, that's what, you know, that's how LaFleur came up. He got a shot under McVay, and now he's trying to give Getsy a chance to call those plays. You know, Hackett's done it. Hackett's done it in real life, in games that matter. Almost feels like a slap in the face if you have Hackett do it. Oh, Grigsby failed his physical, so he got waived. There you go. So they'll definitely be on the lookout for somebody. Malcolm Smith, I doubt it. Who's the biggest nutcase in a good way on the team? Honestly loved how crazy Papingo was. Nutcase. I don't really have really any nutcases. Jair is all over the map with crazy good energy, but I wouldn't call him a nutcase. Packers' weak spot on D is up the middle. I keep seeing this, and I disagree. Got Kenny Clark sitting right there in the middle. It's like their best player on the defensive side of the ball. You call that weak? I don't know. I'm confused. And then you've got Martinez, who's a tackling machine. And then you've got Amos, if you're talking strong safety. You know, they're pretty good. I think Banky should call plays Thursday. I like it. What's the dynamic like between Rodgers and Hackett? I mean, only they can say, really. I mean, the little snippets that we've seen in public have been good. I remember specifically there was a play during camp. I actually asked LaFleur about it, where Rodgers kind of suckered in an outside backer on a keep, on a fake keep, where he had actually handed it off. And he got really excited, and Hackett got really excited, and they high-fived each other because, you know, as I, you know, I asked LaFleur about it, and he said, you know, it's his job to carry out that fake, and they're just excited when things work the way they're drawn up. So, you know, that little sliver sure seems good to me. Well, we'll see. Do we keep two fullbacks, Kenneth? That's a really good question. I doubt it. I think it'll be Vitale, and then that's it. But you never know. Maybe Johnson squeaks in. What do you think our biggest strength is right now? Teddy, it's Aaron Rodgers, right? But outside of that, if you're talking about position groups, man, I think, you know, it's funny because you would never think this kind of due to the past history or whatever, but I really like their secondary. I really do. I like the versatility. I like the youth. I like the physicality. I think they're going to surprise a lot of people. Now, that said, you know, the offensive line, if you know, it plays up to its capability, they could be a real strong point as well. Are we finally going to see Rodgers on Thursday? Not this Thursday. Next Thursday, yes. But not against the Chiefs. Hell no. Why can't we simply give Kaepernick a workout? Oh, Devin, I would do it in a heartbeat, but the Packers will never do it. No chance. I mean, why won't they? I mean, the ship has sailed. He's been out there forever. If they were going to do it, they would have done it a long time ago. That, and it would invite a million distractions that they wouldn't want to bring on. And I'm not saying I agree with that, because I don't, but that's the case. Is it panic time at 1265 if Rodgers has a more disappointing season barring injury? No. No, it just would hasten the need to find another quarterback, probably, but it's not panic time. What are they going to do? What are they going to panic? What are they going to trade him? They're going to cut him? Nah, he signed for like $1 billion. Cutting him or trading him will basically destroy their cap. So, yeah, no, they're going to, they've made an investment in Rodgers. They're going to see it out. And, you know, you talk about a disappointing season. What's a disappointing season? The man had 2 interceptions last year playing on a broken leg. I mean, I know we're all down on Rodgers because of whatever, but he's still one of the best quarterbacks in the league. People got to remember this. And I know it's been a while since they went to the playoffs. It's been a while since they were scoring 40 points a game. It's been a while since they looked like a lethal machine on offense. But none of that changes the fact that Aaron Rodgers is the fucking man. Packers fans really need to remember that. Is the defense really going to be that much better? Yes. Both INTs off tip balls, too. Yeah, definitely. Although, Brett, I will say, that one in Chicago, that's on Aaron. I know it hits Graham, but it's behind him. If he puts it, like, in front of Graham, it's probably a touchdown. So I'm not completely absolving him of that one. Did you miss kickoffs last Thursday? No, Matt, not at all. And I don't think anyone else did either. I think you saw a little glimpse of the future there. Can we hang 30 points on the Bears opening night, David? Anything's possible, but I would be absolutely shocked. But hey, never tell me the odds. Jimmy on track for week one. Nick, from everything we've seen and heard, yes. But they're not required to give out any injury information. And LaFleur has strictly stated he's not talking about injuries anymore. So we'll have to wait and see. First injury report will be out on Monday. Or no, sorry, on Wednesday. It will be out on Sunday, probably, because it's a Thursday game. So Sunday or Monday, we should have some kind of idea. Who will be kicking off week one? Crosby. Ficken's been fine, but he hasn't beat Crosby, at least to my eyes. Do I think Fackrell could step inside? No. Do you see Rodgers playing into his 40s like Brady? I think at least up to 40. I don't know about after that, but I think he'll play till he's 40. Has any position group gotten worse? I mean, you never really see that, do you? I don't think so. Not that I can tell. I mean, inside backers can be kind of churning, right? But outside of that, outside backers gotten better. Secondary has gotten better. Maybe the defensive line, simply because they got rid of Mike Daniels. You can't really say he got better. So, yeah, I think that would be the one spot where you could say they, you know, on paper, got worse. The offensive line's got better. Wide receiver, I actually think, has gotten better. I mean, quarterback stayed the same because he's still got Aaron Rodgers. And, hell, even he's gotten better because he's not going to be playing on a bum leg. So, running back, maybe that's a push, but it hasn't gotten worse. So, yeah, I guess defensive line is the one spot you could say you lost talent that matters. Is it a bit odd that 29-year-old Nick Perry is still out there and a 30-year-old Mason Foster too? No, not really. Who do you predict to lead the pack in INTs? Kevin King. I'm sticking with it. I said it all offseason. I don't care if he's missed all this time in camp. I don't care if he's always hurt. He's still going to be your INT leader. Jair, you're going to be locking it down on one side. People are going to have to throw at Kevin King. Kevin King is going to lead this team in interceptions. I'm going to say that until it's not true or possible anymore. I stick with it. I stand by it. They could use another wide receiver to do what? To do what? They have everything they need at wide receiver. Every single thing. Y'all have no faith. I'm taking Blake for most INTs. Sam, he would never let me hear the end of it if that were the case. If anyone had missed it earlier on in camp, he had a diving interception. I think it was actually on the first day of camp. And I came up to him in the locker room and said, hey, nice grab. And he said, yeah, now you can stop saying I never make plays, because I have pointed out that he has dropped a number of interceptions early on in his tenure as a Packer. So, yeah, if that came to pass, I'm sure he would enjoy razzing me about it. Oh, Javier up here with all caps saying, what do they prioritize, studying past Pagano defenses or last year's Bears D? The answer is yes. I'm going with Tyler Lancaster for most INTs. Oh, I like that. I like it. Any new wagers against Grossi? Nah. I've embarrassed him enough for 1 year. I'll circle back next season and do it again. Who will be the better? Who will have the better season? Mike Daniels, Randall Cobb, or Clay Matthews? Probably Mike Daniels. I don't think there's any question there. Mike Pettine has kept corner blitzes under the radar. Well, yeah, I mean, he's not going to unleash the hounds, so to speak, in the preseason. Let's see. How many tight ends do they keep? I think four. The Packers will not trade for Clowney. Yeah, no kidding. Is Ray going to turn to the dark side? No, come on. That's a forced vision. We all know that. I see through JJ's ways at this point. Any chance they add a veteran tight end? What? Yeah, they did. His name is Mercedes Lewis. Veteran tight end. Over under 15.5 starts for Rodgers this season. Give me the over. What's our starting defensive line look like for next year? Can we get through this year? Kaiser for AJ McCarron and Clowney. Woo, baby. Y'all are crazy. Is Josh Jackson expected to be heavy rotation week one in Chicago? I don't know about heavy rotation. I think he'll definitely be in the dime. I don't know about the nickel. But I do think he'll see a number of snaps. There's no doubt about that. Packers record prediction. Steven, wait for it. It'll be going up on Monday morning. Be ready. Thoughts on Andrew Luck? I wish him the best in retirement. And the rest of it is nobody's business. Who wins the QB battle Thursday? I suspect Boyle will. Why does the national media hate Trubisky? I don't think they hate Trubisky. They just see the evidence. He's, you know, he's serviceable. He's not great. I don't think that's hate. And pointing it out isn't hate. Over under TD passes this season, 38. 38 TDs. Give me under, but just. Give me 35. And when can Gary move to D-line and we can all be happy? I don't see that happening anytime soon. What am I most excited to see this Thursday night? Haha, Clinton Dix getting beat by a double move. Why does it take the Hall of Fame so long to acknowledge the greatness of some former Packers like Butler and Sharp? Travis, honestly, because now it'll be a while because they just got inundated with the Jerry Kramer thing and they finally did that. But honestly, it works against them having so many old school greats in the Hall. You know, you hear it all the time, and it's so stupid, and it's the dumbest argument, but you hear it from these yahoos that do the voting and are in the room. You know, well, the Packers have X, Y, and Z. They have, you know, so many already, blah, blah, blah. We've got to get others represented. It's nonsense. It's complete nonsense. Javon Walker, Jordy Nelson. Jordy Nelson, please. Have you ever heard of Ticket King? You should try them. They're really good. Mark, I have. They're fantastic. And you can find them at cheeseheadtv.com. Any chance Manny Wilkins makes the practice squad? Yeah, I think he's got a chance. He hasn't really progressed and or done enough, I think, to really give him a serious consideration. But, yeah, we'll see. Maybe they like what they see athletically, et cetera. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what they go with there. Thoughts on the Packers going after one of the 49ers QBs, Beathards or Mullins? Yeah, there's scheme familiarity there. It's a possibility. I'd be surprised, though. I mean, you just went through an entire offseason, an entire camp, and an entire preseason with these two guys. I know there's familiarity with the scheme, but it's going to be a very different offense, given that Aaron Rodgers is the one it's being molded around. Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility, but I doubt it. Cut Wilkins and Kaiser. Joey, I think there's a possibility. What about Collinsworth saying that regardless of your coach, if Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback, then the Super Bowl is your expectation? I don't think that's a crazy thing to say. I mean, obviously history is working against you, because with that new coach comes the fact that no Packers head coach has ever taken his inaugural team to a Super Bowl, ever. Not only that, he's never, ever in the 100-year history of the franchise gotten into the postseason. But, you know what they say, history is going to change. And by they, I mean Marty McFly in Back to the Future. All right, I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to your question. Thank you so much for jumping on. I can't believe we have over 300 people here just chatting Packers. It's amazing. Make sure you're subscribing. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Got to up these subs, people. But seriously, thank you so much. Thanks for joining me. Make sure you're checking everything we do at Cheesehead TV. Thanks so much. I'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you soon.